And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 10th of December, 2010. It's the birthday of the woman who wrote, "My life had stood a loaded gun in corners till a day the owner passed, identified, and carried me away." The poet Emily Dickinson, born Amherst, 1830. A reclusive writer, especially in the latter part of her life, about whom little is known, and yet books continue to be written about her. Lindahl Gordon recently published a biography called Lives Like Loaded Guns, Emily Dickinson and Her Family's Feuds, in which she puts forward the theory that Emily Dickinson was epileptic and that that explains the strange jolts and bursts of her language, and also thinks that epilepsy would explain Emily Dickinson's reclusiveness. The disease was still very much stigmatized in the 19th century. Most of Gordon's biography, though, is about the Dickinson family, a prominent family in Amherst, Emily's father, very severe. Emily Dickinson didn't learn to tell time until she was 15 because she was afraid to tell her father that she hadn't understood his explanation of clocks. Emily Dickinson had two siblings, Austin and Lavinia. Austin was handsome, an accomplished man, a very public person, served on many committees, took part in civic projects, and had a 13-year love affair with Mabel Loomis Todd, the wife of an Amherst astronomy professor. Nonetheless, was still very involved in his church. Austin Dickinson and Mabel Todd met in the Dickinson home downstairs for their trysts in the living room at a time when Emily was confined upstairs. It was a very complicated family situation. Emily and Austin's wife, Susan, were very close. Susan was aware of the affair with Mabel Todd. Emily Dickinson gave Susan Dickinson more than 250 of her poems over the years to read, wrote more than 300 letters to Susan, who lived next door. But it was Mabel, Austin Dickinson's mistress, Mabel, whom Emily Dickinson never once met face to face, who ended up editing the poems, publishing them, and making Emily Dickinson famous. After Emily died in 1886, her sister Lavinia found nearly 1,800 poems in Emily's desk and realized how good they were. The first collection came out in 1890. It was very popular, went through 11 editions in a year. Here's a poem for today for Emily Dickinson's birthday, a poem by Andrea Carlisle entitled Emily Dickinson's To-Do List, Some Summertime. Monday. Figure out what to wear. White dress? Put hair in bun. Bake gingerbread for Sue. Peer out window at passers-by. Write poem. Hide poem. Tuesday. White dress, off-white dress, feed cats, chat with Lavinia, work in garden, letter to TWH. Wednesday. White dress or what? Eavesdrop on visitors from behind door. Write poem, hide poem. Thursday. Try on new white dress. Gardening, watch out for narrow fellows in grass. Gingerbread, cakes, treats. Poems, write and hide them. Friday. Embroider sash for white dress. Write poetry. Water flowers on windowsill. Hide everything. Poem by Andrea Carlisle, Emily Dickinson's To-Do List, used by permission of the poet here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.